各位听众大家好，很高兴在空中又跟大家见面了。现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材下册第320页。在这页我们看到 Lesson 141, 第141课 Lesson 141, Global Warming, 也就是全球气温上升。 Global 就是从名词 globe 变过来， globe 就是指的是地球， G-L-O-B-E globe， 这边变成形容词，把原来的 E 改成 A， 再加一个 L。 warming 这边是从动词 warm 变过来的，可是 warm 这个字啊，它通常是做形容词，我们讲温暖的。 The weather is getting warmer and warmer，天气变得越来越暖和了，就用 warm 这个字，比较级就加了个 er， warmer。 现在我们就一块来看有关这个 global warming， 全球气温上升。接下来所写的 part 1 reading 阅读部分，由 Bruce 所做的示范朗读。
Have you noticed that it's getting warmer and warmer every year?To put it simply, that's because of air pollution. Scientists tell us that because of air pollution, the Earth's heat cannot escape. This is known as global warming. If this situation is allowed to continue, it will just keep gettinghotter and hotter. Then, can you imagine what will happen? We should all, therefore, do our part to stop polluting the air and help save the world.
现在我们就一块来看这里这篇文章第一行怎么说的。 Have you noticed that it's getting warmer and warmer every year?你有没有注意到每一年呢这个气温呢变得越来呢越暖和了些呢？ Have you noticed? 这个 notice 它是一个及物动词。 Did you notice his behavior? 你当时没注意到他的行为呀？ Did you notice his behavior? Behavior 就是行为， B-E-H-A V-I-O-R B-E-H-A-V-I-O-R 这个 notice 可以用名词或者是 that 引导的从句做它的宾语。 Did you notice that his behavior was strange? 你有没有注意到他当时的行为很怪呀？再来一遍。 Did you notice that his behaviorwas strange? 现在跟着我一块用 notice 这样造句。你要注意他的行为哦，他今天有点怪怪的。You should notice his behavior. He is a little strange today. 跟着我再来一遍。You should notice his behavior. 再说一遍。You should notice his behavior.He is a little strange today. He is a little strange today. 就这么说。好，现在我们来看。Have you noticed? 你有没有注意到 that it's getting warmer and warmer every year? 这边用了 it 开头，这个 it 指的是天气，就等于 the weather。That the weather is getting warmer and warmer every year. 但我们通常都用 it 来代替 the weather. W-E-A-T-H-E-R. 因为这样的说法更简单，也是更常用。It's raining now. 现在天气是下雨，正在下雨。It's raining now. It's a fine day today. 今天天气不错。It's a...fine day today. 跟着我一块说一下。It's a fine, F-I-N-E, 加一个 day, 然后 句尾再加一个 today， 这个 today 做副词用。It's a fine day today， 今天天气不错，都可以用 it 来取代这个 the weather。好，我们现在再来看第一个句子。Have you noticed that it's getting warmer and warmer every year? 天气变得越来越暖和，我们用 it's getting， 然后再放比较级的形容词两次。It's getting hotter and hotter， 天气变得越来越热了，一块跟着我说。It's getting hotter and hotter， H-O-T， 重复一个 T 再加 E-R， 再来一遍。It's getting hotter and hotter， 天气变得越来越冷了。我们一样可以造句，先用这个形容词 cold， C-O-L-D， cold， It's very cold today， C-O-L-D， 一样的，我们在 getting 后头用了比较级， It's getting colder and colder， 我们说天气变得越来越冷了，一块说一遍。 It's getting colder and colder，天气越来越热了， It's getting hotter and hotter， 就这么使用。好了，接着我们再看第二行跟第三行。 To put it simply, that's because of air pollution. 简单的来说，那就是因为空气污染的关系。 To put it simply, 哦，这个用法非常好，这个不定式短语呢非常的管用，它做副词用，放在句首，用来修饰后头的整个主句。同样的，我们可以用来模仿造这么一个句子。我们说 Peter can't sing， 彼得没有办法唱歌。 He can't dance either， 他也没有办法跳舞。 He can't do this or that， 这个也不会做，那个也不会做。简言之，换言之，他是个废物。哎，这句话我们就这么说。To put it simply, he is good for nothing. 你看这里讲废物，就是说 he is good， 他很棒，棒在哪儿？哪儿都不棒， for nothing， 就这么讲。一块跟着我说一下，简言之，他是一个废物。To put it simply， 逗号， he is good for nothing。 再来一遍。 To put it simply， 逗号，He is good for nothing。 你看在这里也是一样的，我们把第一行一直念到第三行，一块跟着我念一下。 Have you noticed that it's getting warmer and warmer every year? To put it simply, that's because of air pollution. 简言之，那就是因为什么样的关系？ That's because of air pollution， 也就是空气污染。我们说空气污染是一个问题，而这个问题变得越来越严重了。我们用刚才那个 is getting 后头放比较级的形容词，重复两遍的，我们也模仿造句子。好，空气污染，再来一遍，听好，是一个问题。什么问题？变得越来越严重的一个问题了。 Air pollution is a problem that is getting more and more serious。再来一遍。 Air pollution is a problem that is getting more and more serious。 大家写起来。 Air pollution， 你看我也在写啊、哦，空气污染。 Is a problem 是这么一个问题。 P-R-O-B-L-E-M P-R-O-B-L-E-M problem，后头放呢关系代词引导形容词从句。 That is 或者是 which is getting more and more serious。 这个 serious 你看它是两个音节、啊、所以我们就没有办法是 seriouser and seriouser， 就像刚才的 hotter and hotter， colder and colder， 因为它们都是从单音节 hot cold 变化过来的，所以我们只好借用的 more and more 这样用法，或者放 serious。 同样的，她变得越来越漂亮了。 She's getting more and more beautiful。 而不要说 She's getting beautifuler and beautifuler， 用 beautiful 三个音节， 就没有办法使用 beautifuler and beautifuler 这样用法。好，现在我们一块把那个 serious 严重的那个字我们拼一下 serious serious。 现在一块跟着我再说一遍，空气污染乃是个变得越来越严重的一个问题了。 Air pollution is a problem that is getting more and more serious， 就这么讲的。好，接着我们看第三行后半段。 Scientists tell us that because of air pollution, the Earth's heat cannot escape。 科学家告诉我们由于呢空气污染的关系 ，the Earth's heat 地球的那么就是热呢 ，cannot escape 没有办法怎么呢散出去。escape 本来是逃脱的意思，可是在这边代表散发出去。好了，这里告诉我们 ，scientists 是一个主语 ，tell us 果然 tell 后头先放人做间接宾语。再放呢 that 引导的从句做直接宾语。科学家告诉我们说什么事情呢 that 这个 that 引导的从句里头先用了一个 because of air pollution 形成这么一个短语做副词用的，修饰后头的 the earth's heat cannot escape 讲过来。而 because of air pollution 这个短语也可以移在这个从句的后头，整个句法也可以这么说 Scientists tell us that the Earth's heat cannot escape because of air pollution. Because of 引导的这个短语啊，它做副词用，可以放在句首或句尾。比如说我们这样造句好了，由于懒惰他失败了， He failed because of lazinessLazinessLaziness laziness. Laziness. He failed because of laziness. 或者是 because of laziness, he failed. 都可以。不过通常放在句首的时候啊，后头加一个逗号，再放主语动词降下来。由于他的帮助我成功了。Because of his help, 逗号。I succeeded, 或者是 I succeeded because of his help, 所以这个 because of 相当管用的。那么这里呢，我们顺便注意一下发音 ,the earth's heat, 本来这个念法要念成 the earth, 然后再 the earth's, 这样难念，所以就一块呢就直接发出这样的声音 ,the earth's heat, 这样比较好发音。好，接着我们再看下面的句子。This is known as global warming. 这就是众所周知的全球呢变暖，这全球气温上升。好， This is known as, 重点是 known as 这样用法，就是被人所知是什么什么事情，那个 as 是一个介词，就当作是， known 是被知道被了解而当作是。我们以后就说众所周知就用 be known as 这么一个用法，比如说呢他是众所周知的一个伟大的科学家，这句话怎么说呢，大家写起来 He is known as a great scientist。 哦，这个很重要哦，大家写起来 He is known as a great scientist。这个 scientist 在这儿我就不拼了，因为我们这课文章的第三行倒数第二个字 scientists 就写在那边了，我们用单数。一块跟着我说一下，他是众所周知的伟大科学家。He is known as a great scientist. 好，就这么讲。但是 be known 后头也可以加 for, 因什么事情而出名。He is known for his book. 他的那本书使他非常出名。For 是因什么事情。Be known for 因什么事情而出名。Be known as 以什么身份而出名。 所以记住用法不一样。现在我们再来一遍，他是一位众所周知的伟大音乐家，现在我们改用音乐家，音乐家叫 musician， M-U-S-I-C-I-A-N， M-U-S-I-C-I-A-N。 好，这句话就这么说， He is known as a great musician， 他因为他的作品而出名。 He is known for his work， 这个 work 可以代表作品，很多作品呢 work 可以加 s， 当工作这是不可数的。比如说 He has a lot of work to do， 不可以说 He has a lot of works to do， 那个 work 是一个不可数的名词。然而有时候我们听到有人这么说， One work, two works, three works， 那指的是一个作品、两个作品或者是三个作品。我们可以这样讲，他的作品正在博物馆展出中，我们就可以说 His works are on display at the museum。 展出那个字用 display， D-I-S-P-L-A-Y， D-I-S-P-L-A-Y， on display at the museum。 这个博物馆呢是 M-U-S-E-U-M M-U-S-E-U-M， His works are on display at the museum， 就这么讲的。好啦，接下来我们再看下面的句子怎么讲的。If this situation is allowed to continue, it would just keep getting hotter and hotter。 如果这个情况被允许这样持续下去的话， It would just keep getting hotter and hotter。这个 it 这边指的是 the globe， 这个地球呢将会变得越来越热了。好了， it would just keep getting hotter and hotter， 这个 keep 就是一个重点，还有前面的 continue 也是一个重点。我们先说 continue 的用法， continue 它可以做的不及物动词，后头无需加宾语，像现在我们所看到的用法 continue 后头什么字都没加。但是 continue 这个字它可以当呢及物动词，后头呢加宾语，它可以用呢不定式短语或者是动名词做宾语都可以的。 I'll continue to study English， 我会继续呢来念英文， I'll continue studying English， 我们都可以这么说的，这是 continue 的用法。可是另外呢 keep 这个字啊，我们后头就要放现在分词，虽然看的是也是动词加了 ing， 但这个 keep 我们视为不完全不及物动词，也是表示继续的意思，所以后头用现代分词做主语补助语。哇哦，这听着这些话一个头八个大，还不是两个大，没有关系，我们不需要呢把这些呢语法这些东西之类搞得很清楚，什么东西我们会写出来会用，这才是真正的目的。记住 continue 后头可以放 to 加动词原形，或者是加动词的 ing 的形态，而 keep 后头呢只能放动词的 ing。 好，举个例讲， You should keep learning English， 你要继续的要学英文哦，不要说 You should keep to learn English， 大家写起来， You should keep learning English，要继续的学英语，或者说 You should continue to learn English， continue to learn 这就可以了，或者说 You should continue learning English， 记住 continue 后头放 to 加动词原形，或者是动名词都可以，而 keep 后头呢我们就要用现代分词，就这么样说的。好了，接下来我们再看 allow 这个字，你看 If the situation，如果这个情况 is allowed to 被允许 to continue 是持续下去，这里告诉我们 allow 如果是主动用法，加了宾语之后，后头放呢不定式短语做宾语补足语， I'll allow you to do it， 我会允许你做这个事情， I won't allow him to try it， 我不会允许他来尝试这个事情，变被动时He is not allowed to do it. You are not allowed to do it. 所以变被动都是有加 to 在后头的。 接着看 Then, can you imagine what will happen? 那么你可以想象得到将会发生什么事情吗？ We should all therefore do our part to stop polluting the air and help save the world. 因此我们大家都得尽我们的本分，叫 do our part， 这是固定的用语，以便能够干什么呢？ To stop polluting the air， 来停止污染空气， and to help save the world， 那个 and 后的那个 to 啊，跟前面的 to stop 那个 to 啊，是形成对等，所以把它省了掉了。同时也应当尽本分来 help 协助 to save the world， 来拯救这个世界。 help 后的那个 to 省了掉了，You should help to do the work. 直接说 You should help do the work. 这样说法都可以。好，现在我们就一块来听一下由 Bruce 所做的示范朗读。
Have you noticed that it's getting warmer and warmer every year? To put it simply, that's because of air pollution. Scientists tell us that because of air pollution,The Earth's heat cannot escape. This is known as global warming. If this situation is allowed to continue, it will just keep getting hotter and hotter. Then, can you imagine what will happen? We should all, therefore, do our part.To stop polluting the air and help save the world.
好，现在我们就一块来看第326页 Part 4 Substitution 替换练习。我们看第一大类的句子。To put it simply, that's because of air pollution. 简言之，那是因为空气污染的缘故。To be frank with you, 坦白地对你说。这都是很好的不定式短语。Our idea wasn't accepted by the boss. 我们的老板并没有接受我们的主意。To tell you the truth, I don't think you look good in black. 跟你说实话，我认为你穿黑色的衣服不好看。Frankly speaking, it would be better for you to study history. 坦白说，你念历史是比较好的。现在我们看 2, 第二大类 If this situation is allowed to continue, it would just keep getting hotter and hotter. 如果我们任由这种情形一直持续下去，地球就会变得越来越热。He's just a child. 他只不过是个孩子。You shouldn't allow him to stay up so late. 你不应当让他允许他熬夜熬那么晚。Stay up 就等于 sit up, S-I-T, S-I-T, sit, sit up, 或者 stay up. 好，昨天晚上熬夜呢，练英文，我们就可以这样说 ,He stayed up late last night studying English. 我们就可以这么讲，或者是 He sat up late, 这么说都可以的。Set up 是 sit 的过去式 ,S-A-T. 好，接下来看。My parents never allowed me to watch TV when I was young. 我爸妈在我小的时候呢，从来不允许我呢看电视。最后这么一个句子。Talking is not allowed in the library. 在图书馆里头是不允许呢说话的。Talking is not allowed in the library. 我们也可以同时模仿造句。在图书馆里头是不允许抽烟的。Smoking is not allowed in the library. 就这样说。现在我们就一块来听一下由 Jay 跟 Bruce 就接下来的这个 substitution 部分所做的示范朗读。
Number one. To put it simply,That's because of air pollution.
To be frank with you, our idea wasn't accepted by the boss.
To tell you the truth, I don't think you look good in black.
Frankly speaking, it would be better for you to study history.
Number two. If this situation is allowed to continue, it will just keep getting hotter and hotter.
He is just a child. You shouldn't allow him to stay up so late.
My parents never allowed me to watch TV when I was young.
Talking is not allowed in the library.
在替换练习第一大题里头啊，我们可以看到 To tell you the truth 第三个句子 I don't think you look good in black 跟你说实在话，我想你穿黑色的衣服看起来不怎么好看。这个 in black 用颜色这边事实上来代替了衣服， black 后头省的名词 clothes C-L-O-T-H-E-S。 通常外国人讲穿着一身白色的、黑色的、粉红色的，直接用颜色这个字眼，后头呢衣服就省了掉了。比如说呢，他穿了一身白色的衣服， She was dressed in white. She was dressed D-R-E-S-S-E-D. She was dressed in white, in red. 一身白色的，一身红色的，这样衣服。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。